says the Mishnah, bottom of Kufnan Vav, Amud Beis. Neis in Tamshel Asicha Bar Bishvul Shiyei Shamar. One is allowed to place a Tamshel in a pit for the sake of it being Shamar. We will have to see what exactly is the Chiddush. Rashi says Shiyei Shamar Shli Yasriach Machmas Achoyim. So you can take your chalent and you can put it in a pit. What's the Chiddush? Why would I think you're not allowed to do so on Shabbos? What's the problem? What's the Chiddush? We'll see. You can put good water in bad water. So it should cool down. Again, we'll ask, what's the Chiddush? The Satsleinen argues, is Bechama, you can put cold water in the sun. What's the Chiddush? The Ritzker says you can put cold water in hot water. That's already a bit more of a Chiddush. Bishvil Shiyei Chamu. We'll have to see what the pshat on that is. Miish Nashu Kelav Vaderach, someone whose clothing got wet whilst traveling, b'mayim. The din is mahalach behen the einah cheshesh. He can keep walking them. He doesn't need to worry that people that maybe he's going to come to do an act of schita, or that maybe people are going to think that he washed it. He can continue walking once he is higia lachatzer chitzena. Once he reaches the outer area of the chatzer, then sheitchan b'chama. He hangs them up to dry, avaloi keneged ha'am. But he must not do so, if it is placed in a conspicuous place, because otherwise people will be choshed him that he washed it on Shabbos, and so that there shouldn't be a maris ayin concern, then he should make sure he hangs them up, he spreads them out in a place where no one will be choshed him. Good. So, frankly, about this kasha, pshita, what's the chiddush of neis and tavshel asei chabor? Pshita. So we say, namar adem and nixemishim ashvuye gumois. Kamash malach. We know, we've seen dozens of times, anytime we are involved with land, with karka, we always get concerned that you might come to be mashva gumois. So if you have your pot, and you want to place your pot on the ground, you might want to first level the ground to ensure that the pot will not tip over, and therefore there's a potential Ashvuya Gumis concern. Kamash Malam, we're not worried about it. Then we said, so we say, Seifa Itzrichalei. The Chiddush is, when we said you can put good water in bad water, the Chiddush is for the Seifa Vesatzein in Bechama, that you can put cold water in hot, or in hot water. So, Freki Mahanami Pshita. So, ma'u the demon nigzodil ma'asi latmoni beremetz to mashmalan. So certainly if you learn like the gears of the riff, it's that much easier to hear, meaning that the concern is that I've got hot water, so I might think that to the extent that I'm going to insulate my cold water and the hot water, I might come to insulate in remetz, in coals. And that it's also to do as we saw in the Ma'atayimnin, and even previously, because Shemi Chatzah, the concern is you might come to be Mechatzah B'Gecholem, and therefore it's a problem. If you're Geris, according to the Geris of the Faneno, that the case is that you're not allowed to be Matzman in sun, it's a little bit more difficult to hear why we would make Xera, that you're not allowed to put a jug of cold water out in the sun, because you might come to be Matzman Beremet. It doesn't appear at all to be an act of Hatmana. The Geris of the Rif is much easier to hear. Good. It says by the Mishnah Kelav, I'm Rav Yehuda Merav, famous statement. Call Makim Sha'asra Chachamim Ne Maris O'ayin, anywhere where Chazal asked because of Maris O'ayin, Afilu Bechadri Chadorim Asur. Doesn't make a difference if practically anyone can see you. Even if you are Bechadri Chadorim, it's going to be Asur. Friday of Makash, 1 second, Tanan, Sheitchem Bechama V'Leikin Egedom. Our Mishnah says that you're allowed to spread your wet clothing in a sunny area as long as it's not keneged ha'am. So keneged ha'am, they're going to be chayshed you. But in a place where they're not going to be chayshed you, it's mutter. So you see, there is no concern of a fila b'chadri chadorim, the lake of Rav. Says the Gemara, Tanoi, the Tanya Shetchen b'chadri chadorim, the keneged ha'am, that's the Tanakama. Whereas, Rav Shimon Oisrim, Rav Shimon, they aserit. Because that is like Rav, that anywhere where Hazal Asad, where they forbade such a thing, it's Asar Afilo Bahadri Hadarim. Good. Amazing Gemara. Someone who merely shakes off the dust of his talis, Rashi says, you are chayiv a chatas, and is mamish considered to be an act of kibbutz. Rashi says, zehu libuna, and this is considered to be its libun, its kibbutz. V'le'amaron ella bechadid, and it's fascinating that it's considered to be libuna, because surely that's not the normal derech of a kibbutz. Surely the normal derech of kibbutz is done with mayim. We saw before, previously, I think that's what Gedeger is being mitzayin over here in Kufmem Aleph, though, about if a person scrapes the inside of their beged as opposed to the outside. We said, being that you're not using mayim anyway, as long as you do it from the inside, it's fine, because you're not using mayim, because it's not a real shaila of libun and kibbutz, because you're not using mayim. But here Rashi seems to say, dezeu libunai, which even though you're not using mayim, that's what Gedeger's kasha.
What is only taking the upper? You're not putting any water, you're not putting any soap, you're not putting anything.
Correct. That's exactly our question. Oh. That's exactly the problem. That, you know, you're not using any mayim. That's what Gedeger is asking. He's asking from Kufmem Aleph that we said over there, if you have a stain on your garment, you're allowed to scrape the inside of your garment together. Because being you're not using mayim, that's not really such an issue anyway. The Al-Kubanim has a state. And we pass in this way. We'll see the halach in a minute. This is only by new clothing. Avo batik, if old clothing, which you're not so makbid about, less than what? Not only that, this is only by black clothing, where if you've got dust on black clothing, you get dust on your black hat. It's very visible. You get dust on your black suit. It's very visible. Avo bechivri, this is okay, but if you're wearing something white or red, the dust does not show as much, in which case, if you shake it off, less lanba, which is also quite fascinating, because less lanba is mashma, it's nothing, it's fine, it's okay, which means you're going from a chiyav chatas, if it's black, to a mutzal lechatchila, if it's white, which, you know, that's quite a jump. So we said, I will be chibri v'simki less lanba, who the kapit alayu. And all of this is only if you're makbid about the dust on your garment. Says the Gemara, Ula Ikla Lepumbadisa. Chazra Rabbanu to come and napsigli mayu, so the Rabbanu was shaking off the garment. Amar Kemachal, Lilin Rabbanu Jabsa. Ula said the Rabbanu Mechal Jabas, Amalo Rav Yehuda, Nafaitzale Ba'ape. Go and shake the garment in his face. Meaning, Anon Lei Kabdin and Midi. We are not makbid, and to the extent that we're not makbid, if you give it a little shake, it's mutter lechatchila to do. So Abaya, havi koi kamed Rabbi Yosef, Abaya was standing in front of Rabbi Yosef. Amar le Rabbi Yosef said, havli kumtoy. He said, give me my kumtoy, some type of a garment. Well, she says, koivi, my hat. He saw that there was tal on it. What does he say of this? He saw chazer de ika. What does he change it to? Again, have ika, whatever. Have ika tal alei. There was tal on it. So have kamechasim lemeis vale. So he was nervous to give it to him. Because really he needed to shake off the towel which was on it. And yes, Rabbi Yosef said to him, it's okay, you can shake it off. And only Captain and me, we're not makbid. We're not makbid. I don't know, was Rabbi Yosef not makbid because he was blind anyway and therefore he couldn't see his clothing? I don't know. I would have thought not, because the Talmud Chacham has to be makbid, has to be careful about his garment, the way it looks, like we saw before. Al-Kabarim, he said, we're not so makbid, we're not so particular about it. So just to mention very quickly the halach in Shin Beis Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, Haminar talis chadash shchira min atal sh'oleh chayiv. If a person has a new black talis and they shake off the dew, your chayiv shahanir yafala kamei kibus. Merely shaking it off is good for it, like kibbutz. This is subjective. This is providing that you are makpid not to wear it unless you shake it. Says the Ramah, Kol shekin she'asolinar beged she'noshar b'mayim she'yardo alav gishamim. If it's properly wet, it's definitely a problem. Now, the dakti b'beged chadish she'makpid alav. Good. So that is regarding the begadim which have mayim on them. Yesh Aymrim, says the Ramah, the osir lenar beged min ha'avak she'alav imakpid alav. There are those who say one may not shake a item if it's got dust on it. And he says, v'toyiv alachosh l'dvarav. You're allowed, you should be cheshish for this shita. The Mishmur says, avihevashin el yirabba. He says, ayin el yirabba shekasa demidina yeshis abizah. It's not stam a toiv, it's asami ikradin. Ki harbe rishedim saving the shita's rashi, ayin shama. When the Kalmakim near the Yishlismachal al Derishin lahakil al De'ena Yehudi to allow a non-Jew to remove it, or befrat the ikalafamim mishum covered abriyas bezeh, for Tayyiv Lizar, Kishabal Shachris, Beshabas, Lebeis Hamedish, Laniach Koyvoy, Ubegada, Bemakim Shimor, Kadej Layipo, Laritz, Vayala, Avakale, Miyava, Lechil Shabbos. So when you take your hat off, make sure you put your hat in a safe place, because otherwise it'll fall on the dust. And it'll be a problem for you to scrape it off. So it seems to be that to allow to give it to a non-Jew to remove is okay, but you yourself should not do that. Good. If a person goes on Shabbos with a talis, which is supposed to drape all the way down their back, and instead, what do? You fold it up, and you place it kind of over your shoulders. So you're chayav achatas, meaning that is considered to be an act of carrying. Rashi says, "Ein zederach malbush." Tanya namiach, he says, "Riksos." Those people who sell clothing, hayotzim betaleses mekupales umenachas alksefon b'shabbes. Hayavin achatas, chayav achatas. So let's get riksos b'vad. Amru elakal adam elashadakim shalmechem latziskach. And therefore, if you do it, fold it up on your shoulder, you have hats. Says the Brisa, a storekeeper would often have, like, money, I guess, in some type of a belt wrapped around their body. So, if it's in a handkerchief, this money, and it's wrapped around your body, chayiv hatas. And it's quite interesting because one would have thought that it's not considered to be that you're mitzi kederech hamitziim. And you know, maybe you'll tell me by the chenveni that is the norm for a shopkeeper to have coins, you know, wrapped in a sudur, in a handkerchief around his garment, around his body, so that he's able to give customers money and change and so on. But surely one would have thought it's not the norm for a regular person to do that, to say that that's considered to be darkei bekach, to be mechayev yuchatas. That needs a beer. Says the Brisa Baita, v'haratonim yetzin besudorin she'al kseifon. Now what are these ratonim? So Rashi says, ratonim is a shame makam. It's a shame makam. If you look in the Gran is Aleph, he says, Ratonim Ratzalema Haratzim. These are runners. So people who are running, they're allowed to have something which is wrapped up and resting on their shoulders. So there it seems to be, because this was perhaps a longer, narrower type of a scarf, and in order to ensure and to facilitate a quick running, they would fold it up and wrap it and put it on their shoulders, so that is permitted to do. He had the scarf was attached with a thread to his finger, so it shouldn't fall off. It's permitted, because these types of garments, which people wear when they're running, it is permitted even if it's draping on the shoulders. Tajim Nachman Bar Rav Chisda Mishmeder Rav Chisda Halach Avri She'ein and Nima Kruch Alevet Spaisov. It is permitted, like we said. Good. Says Yom Avaiter Ula Ikla Lebeyasi Bar Hini. Is the person allowed to make a marzev b'shabbos? Now, making a marzev is a gutter. So, what exactly is the shayla? We'll have to see in a minute. Amalu, he said to them, Hachi Amar Rebbe Eloi, Osir Lasis marzev b'shabbos. You may not do so. You may not make a marzev on Shabbos. So, says the Amar, my marzev, what exactly are we referring to? Amrib Zera Kisi Bavlaisa. It's referring to Kisi Bavlaisa. It says around actually 10 lines down, Kisi Bavlaisa, Shemestalkin Bigdeya Mina Aretz. So they would lift up their begotten from the ground, Kishen Aruchin, if it was too long, the Kaipulisan Klabimala, and they would fold it up, Klabimala, O Marzikinestan Aledea Chutin, and they would kind of hold it in place with these strings, the Ainu Kimin Kiss, Ukamei Marizev, and had some type of a resemblance to a gutter of sorts. And on that he said, you're not allowed to do it. That's considered to be some type of a tikkun of sorts. So he said, you can't do that. Rabbi Yirmiyavi also can make Rabbi Zeira, Amalei Hachimai. What about if it's like this? Amalei Asir. Hachimai, what about like this? Amalei Asir. So in other words, he showed him a few things. Rashi says, let's just see, awesome, if you took any money, Hachimai. Koilet chalukai b'inyan echad v'sholei kikain zeh marzev v'loi v'chayz v'kolte b'inyan acher. What about if it's like this? What about if it's like this? He made different. He folded up his garment in different ways and asked him, "What about this? What about this?" And he said the following: Rabbi Papa anekaitai klala biyadcha. This is the klal hadvayim. Kol adaiti delechnufei aser. Kol adilis nois shari. So if you're doing it to kind of gather all the fabric together, as she says, shemisukan tamid lahamid kipulei la'olam, and you want the folds and the creases and the pleats to remain, that is a problem. That's similar to tikkun mana. But if you're just doing it temporarily to look good, then that is permitted to do. Ki hadar shishu breg ravidi misnae bisadina yavo. One time Rebbe went out to a field. And the two sides of his talis were resting on his shoulder. Yeshua ben Zeruz said, Yeshua ben Zeruz ben Ham of Rabbi Meir, who was the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Meir, Bezu loy chayiv lechiv Rabmeachatas. What, in such a case, do you think Reb Meir would not be Machayev Achatas? I mean, this is clearly an act of Tikkun Maneh. Rashi says, Bitzmir, the Ein Zeder Malbush, Yeder Masri, what you're doing. So Rebbe didn't think so. Rebbe thought, what's the big deal? I'm just kind of taking the bits of cloth, which would have been on my arms, and I'm draping it over my shoulders. So Rebbe said, Diktik Reb Meir Adkan, what Rebbe Meir was so medactic, and said even that's a problem. But nevertheless, Shilshul Rebbe Talisa, he lowered the talis. Rashi says he was makabel what he was told, that maybe Rebbe Meir would have acid it. And therefore, he lowered it. He lowered it. He also Ravin Amar Lo Yishu Ben Ziraz Havi Tal Yishu Ben Kfusoy Hoya. And who is he? Chosnei Shul Rebbe Kiva. He was the son-in-law of Rabbi Kiva. Amar Bezu Lechiv Rabbi Kiva Chatas. Do you not think Rabbi Kiva would have been Mechayev Chatas in such a case? Amalai, take Rabbi Kiva, can Rabbi Kiva still Machmir? Well, even that's not considered to be Derech Malbush. Shows for Rabbi Talis. Nevertheless, he was Makabo, and he lowered the Talis in deference to what he was told. Yasser Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yehuda Amar Nishal Itmar. It wasn't a maisa with Rebbe that Rebbe actually did this and Rebbe actually did something wrong. But rather what happened was someone came to ask Rebbe if it's mutter to do. Right? Now Rashi says, are you allowed to do this? He was about to be matir and then someone told him that either Rabbi Meir answered or the Rabbi Kiva answered, and therefore he retracted his psak. Good, says the Gemara Vayter, of the Mishnah. Harechetz b'meima ala u'b'meiti veria. If a person bathes in a cave or in the hot springs of Tiberia, and they dry themselves, even with 10 towels, and if you dry yourself with 10 towels, presumably each towel is not going to be very wet. Nevertheless, don't bring the towel back, because the concern is you might wring it out. Even though you dried yourself with 10 towels, and there's no such chashash, but one person with a towel, you're asking for trouble. 10 people use one towel, and still maybe in Aysan Biyadan, because being that there's 10, they will remind each other and they will not come to wring out the towel and they will not come to do schita. One is allowed to pour oil and rub it in. You should not rub it in vigorously. The Rambam here, when he speaks about this, he speaks about causing one to perspire. Beloim is garden. You also shouldn't be scraping your body, scratching your body with some type of a scraper. Ein yarden lekurdima, type of river. We'll have to see what the issue is. The ein oisin apik tvizen. We've had this before. Type of drink which induces vomiting. The ein ma'atzvin es ha cotton. Rashi says in the last small line, Lashon Yadecha Etzbeini Shemiskayim Shemisaknim, excuse me, Miyashon Atzmeisav. They would kind of align the various limbs, Atzmeisav, Chulyais, kind of reset the limbs, Shedrosik, Emidus, Salmai, and so on. So you're not allowed to kind of reset the baby's limbs. And we're not discussing here on the day the baby was born, because that you are allowed to do. But it's discussing on another day. So this seems to be to set a broken bone. As Raja says, etzem shnishvar. You're not allowed to do that. Mishnisparke yadoi v'raglois, someone who has one of their bones was dislocated. So what does the Mishnah say you may not do? Lo yitrafein b'tzainen. You're not supposed to kind of vigorously massage that dislocated joint in cold water, because that seems to be therapeutic. And again, it's going to go into the basic isser of shrikas samamonin. You can wash in cold normally, and nisrape, because that's not nicker. You're doing it for the sake of refuah. We said Meima'ara, and we said Meitaveria, so it must be that Meima'ara is similar to Meitaveria. So Ma Meitaveria Chamin af Meima'ara Chamin. So too, we must be discussing someone bathing in hot water. One second, I thought there was a Gzeirah, you're not allowed to bathe in hot water. So, and that says the Gemara, that's why the Mishnah says, first word, Haroichetz, b'di'evet. Haroichetz means b'di'evet in lechatchila loya. You're not allowed to lechatchila bathe in these bodies of water. Tesis immediately points out, d'evet in, amei ma'arakoy. V'loi tonim ma'asmis in chami tiveri, alamedik af mei ma'arachamin. But there is no prohibition against bathing in the chami tiveri, in the hot springs of tiveri. That was not included in Xeris Mechatzis. Al Kapanim, we're saying that you're not allowed to bathe in the Meima Ara, which is hot, and that means to take a bath. Says the Gemara Mechlal, Dilishtateif kol gufei afilechatchila shapadami. Bathing, showering your whole body, it's mashma, that it would be mutter. But the problem is because you're bathing, taking a bath, but to shower, it's mashma, it would be mutter. Afilechatchila shapadami. So money, who is that? Even to shower in cold. Even in hot. So it must be that our Mishnah is going to look at Shimon, because our Mishnah is meduyik, that bathing in hot water of the Mei Ma'ara, and we know that it's hot, bathing your entire body in hot water is a problem. But showering your whole body in hot is mutter like Shita Reb Shimon. Now we said when it's topic of Yulab Asalun toys, if you use 10 towels, Zog became our Reisha, Rabusa Kamash, one Sefer, and Rabusa Kamash, both the Reisha and the Sefer are teaching me a Chiddush. Meaning, Reisha, Rabusa Kamash, one Dafiru, Hani, you've got 10 towels. Clearly, the Limithishabu Maya, they're not very wet. Still, okay, in the Chadu, Asim Dei Schita, our concern is you might come to wring him out, and you might come to do Schita. Sefer, Rabusa Kamash, one Dafiru, Hani, the Nithishabu Maya, 10 people have used the same towel. Even the rabbi Minu Midkriya Dadi, they will remind each other. Not so clear to me why you need 10 people. I mean, we saw before that Lo Yikra La Ar Haner, because you might come to be Mata the Ner, and you'll be Mata the Shemin, and you'll come to the Minister of the Rice of Havara. But if it's 2 people, then it's okay because one will remind the other. And here we're saying, Mishnah, if you have 10 people, why anything less than 10? When Lashon HaGemara is also struck, even the rabbin in it, it's a full rabbin. Yeah, Tana Rabbanan and the Mistapik Adam Ba'aluntis from Menicha Mechalein. A person can use a towel in the bathhouse and place it in the window. So, presumably, we're speaking about they're bathing in cold water, or maybe it's the 4 Gzeres Mechatzais, and you place it in the window, but don't bring it home. And so, too, says the rites of Aloyim Serena. Don't give it to the balonim, to the mikveh attendants, because they are chashed to do schita. Basically, you can bring it home, no problem. We make it, you can bring it home, or we machmel, you have to leave it there. Amalei harib shimon. Who's Mako? Harevi is Mako. Hashmul is Mako. Rabbi Yechim is Mako. So therefore it's Mutter. Says in the Mara, Rav Shimon, Hadamar, and Rav Shimon says you can bring it home. Rabbi, the Tanya, Amrit, Rabbi, Kishinu, Lamedim, Tera, Eitzel, Rav Shimon, Betakoya, when we learned Tera by Rav Shimon, by Yechai, Ainu Maalin, Shemen, Va'alun, Tis, Nechatzel, Gag, Migag, Lekartif. As we know, says Rashi, that Shitz, Rav Shimon, that Gages and Chatzeres and Kafifes are considered to be the same Rashus, so they would bring the towels from the courtyard to the roof, from the roof to the enclosure, and Shaina Magia made some Mayan, Shaina Rechzenboy, and they would bring it back. So you see, Rabbi also mattered. Shmuel Dam Ravida Mishmur, Mistapik Adam Alin Tizumi, and Biyade, Lateh Beis, you can bring it home. Rabbi Yechon Dam Ravida Abar, Mabi Yechon Halacha, Mistapik Adam Alin Tizumi, Biyade, Lateh Beis, you can bring it home. Frag Bigimara, Umiyam Rabbi Yechon Hachiv, Rabbi Yechon Halach Kestam Mishnah. Didn't we just learn in our Mishnah, in our Sugya, when Nisapika filo the Esa Luntios, Lo Yavim Biyado, you're not allowed to bring it home. So how can we say that Rabbi Yechanan says it's Mutter? We know that Shitas Rabbi Yechanan Ganshas is, that he passed into the Star Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Ahu, Keben Chachinoi Masnila. That is not going like Rabbi Yechanan, like this, that's not a Star Mishnah. But rather, it's going like Ben Chachinoi. In which case, we have 4 shitas, 2 Tanayim and 2 Amarayim, who matter it, and therefore it's mutter to bring it home. We're not concerned of schita. Amram Chibar Abba, Amram Yechon, Ha'olairin Mevin, Ba'olari Nashim Levi Bani. These mikveh attendants can bring the women's clothing to the bathhouse. Obilvad, she's Kasavan, Rashan, Verubon. So Rashi says about 10 lines down, Haolairin balanim evin balari nashim sadinim shanashim mistamkin behen mutal avim derch maobash lebeis amechatz. And it clearly does not seem to be a beged isha shaila because it's just a towel of sorts. I'm not sure why it's necessary, if so, to speak about one which women use. But Al Kaponim is saying that they can bring it, providing that they wrap themselves reishe verubay. Now, Sachnisa, what is Sachnisa? So, now she says, it's a Sudur Godel, Shetolu Loi Ben Ksefov, Bereshe Otuf Boy. So it's a large scarf, which is hanging between your shoulders, and one uses it to be Ma'atif one's Reish. So, Sachinta Amar Rebbe Avin Bar Rav Chizda. Amr Rabbi Yechon, Tzach Lekasher shnei arasheha lamata. You need to tighten it and bind it down below so that it shouldn't fall off. What does that mean? Lamata miksifayim beneath your shoulders. That is the way to secure it. Amalu rava lebnei mechayza kim avrisu mani lebnei chela sharvivu bahu lamata miksifayim. When you go ahead and you have to bring these clothing for these soldiers who rest in your area, make sure that you bring it lamata miksifayim. Good. Now we said in the Mishnah that sachin u'm mashmashin, one smears the oil and one rubs it in. Tan rabbanan sachin mashmashin bibnei ma'ayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to rub, you're allowed to smear and rub on your loins, on your intestines, on the lower stomach, b'shabbos. U'bo vash v'yasa k'deach shuvah sebechols, and you do it in a regular weekday manner. Should be the opposite of what you do on a weekday. It seems to be on the weekday, first they would massage the area, and then they would pour oil, and then rub it in. You do both of them together. Someone pours the oil onto your stomach, and as it goes in your stomach, you rub it in. Good. We said, have a lameness amelin, you cannot vigorously rub it in or cause yourself to perspire by doing so. Arnum Chibar Abba Mabiach and Asa Lamed Bekarkais Shel Diumsis. One is not able to stand in the ground of Diumsis. So Rashi says, Diumsis is a river whose water is very salty. Mivnei Shim Amelis Umarapeh. It gets very hot. And the salt, the salty water and the salted clay is merapa a person. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Yameh Shel Diumsis, this, I guess, medical procedure of standing there for 21 days, of standing in this river, is Esrim V'Echad Yoim. It's a 21-day procedure. V'Atzeres Min HaMinyan. And one of the days is Shavuos. Says in my boilo, Atzeres, the Hagis, is it the beginning or is it the end? So Tashma, the Amen Shmuel, Kulu, Shakaini, all the various mashkim which you drink, Midibcha, Ba'ad Atzarta, Malu, are all good from Pesach until Atzeres, until Shavuos. Shavuos is the cutoff point, Shavuos is the end, clearly implying over here that this is the end, the 21-day period. Ends with Shavuos. Says the Gemara, Dilma Hasamu, the Kama, the Kar Alma Mali. Maybe over there, it's because the cooler the climate outdoors, the more effective, the more therapeutic. Avlahakamisham Havlu. I mean, here it has to do with the fumes and the Hevel. Given the Hamam Alma Tve Mali. And the hotter it is, the better it is. And therefore, maybe Shavuos is day one, not day 21. Arnold Helboy, Hamra, de Prugaisa, Umayyad, de Diumsis, Kiphu, Aseres, Ashvatim, amazing Gemara. Says the Gemara, the wine of Prugaisa. The Prugaisa wine and the Mayim of the Diumsis River caused the Aseres, Ashvatim to go off the Derech. Peli Ploim, Rashi says, in the middle of the page, Hamra de Prugais the Shem Medina Shiyena Meshivach Kipcha says the Shvatim Shahayu Bali Hana Vasukim Bekach Vlehayu Aiskim Batera Vyatsul Tarbus Ra. Amazing Gemara about the Azurs of Shvatim. They were Bali Hana and they drank particular, they indulged in particular wine and particular bathing and so on, and that caused them to lose themselves. Good. Yeah, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Iklal Asim, he also went there. Imshach Basrayah, he was also in Mimshach after this. Iyakar Talmudi, he forgot his learning. Kihada, when he came back, also come the Mikri Besir, he was about to lane. Bo le Mikri HaChadish Zalachem, he was supposed to read HaChadish Zalachem, Omar, HaChirish Hoya Libam. And instead of saying Chodesh Lachem, he said Chirish, deaf mute, was their heart. Nebuchadnezzar forgot all of his learning. Incredible maisa that he was nimshach after this, and he forgot all of his learning. and they were misfile, and he got it back. Behind it is now of Neroi Omer, Rabbi Goyle, Limkim Torah. A person should always go to a Makim Torah. The Altema Shitabi Acharecha. He shouldn't say, you know, I'm going to go to a way off place, and presumably my Talmidim will follow after me. Don't do that. Don't do that. Shechavarecha Yikamua Biadecha. Don't do that. The Elbi Nascha Al Tisha'ein. Do not rely on your own intellect. You always need to be surrounded by Talmidei Chachamim. Tana Lirav Neroi Shmai Ala Rav Nechemiah Shmai. Amila Rav Lazim and Arach Shmai Velamanik Rishmai Rav Neroi Shemaner Eini Chachamim Behalacha. He was Mayor Eini Chachamim with Halacha. Let's just see. I know we've gone very quickly, but we should be just trying to catch up. Let's see if we can go a little bit more. We said, I will lay this guide, and one is not supposed to scrape on Shabbos. Seems to be an Ovdin Dechol of sorts. Tanavan Ein Gerlin B'Magreris B'Shabbos B'Shemeng Emel Eimer Im Hoyu Raglav Menachlachis Petit B'Tzoyah. If one's feet are dirty with clay, with Tzoyah and the like, Gerer Kedarki V'Ein Achayshish Rav Shmuel B'Yuda Ovdai Imei Magarar Tzoyah Kaspa. His mother made him a silver Megareres. From here we find a precedent, a source to the concept of like a Shabbos brush. His mother made him a Megar, meaning the whole issue is Ovdin Dechol, and his mother made him one made of silver, especially for Shabbos, of things like, and we have the same thing with a toothbrush. If you get a toothbrush, assuming that it's not a bomb of Schita, and the bristles are big, if you have a Shabbos like a toothbrush, Yesh Omrim, you get rid of any Ovdin Dechol issue, a regular brush, and a toothbrush, and so on. Ein Yardin Lakurdima, you should not go into this river, my time, Mishim Pika. Because of Pika, what's Pika? Says Rashi, 10 lines at the bottom, Mishim Pika, Tit. Shalosinar Machlik. It's a slippery river. And what's going to happen? You're going to slip in the river. Your clothing is going to get wet. We don't want your clothing to get wet because you might wring them out. They know you see that big tweezer in the Shabbos. What is that? To drink something which will induce vomiting, that you may not do. That you can't do. Avol biyad mutter. But to stick your hand in your mouth, that is permitted to do. Tanya Rav Nechemiah Eimer, Afpacholos, and Mehav Sereichon, it's about Tashchis, for the food which you have eaten. We said, Eimer Atzen, it's a cult, and you cannot realign the ligaments of a child. Amar Rabba, Rabba Hanam, Rabbi Yechonan, Lefufa Yenuke, B'Shar, B'Shar, Padami. To wrap a child in tightly in garments, that is okay. I want to understand Eimer Atzen. No, Asim Chumri, Shadra the Mechzi Kabayna, there, you know, your actually Rashi says, Chulyo Shal Shidra, it's the vertebrae which has come out of place. That is a problem to deal. But here, when you just wrap up the child tightly, that is okay. We said, Ein Machzin is a Shever, Amar Abchana Bagdasa, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Machzin is a Shever. You are allowed to set a broken bone. Rabbi Barbachana Ikola Pumbedisa, he went to Pumbedisa. Loi all the Pirkid reviewed, he didn't attend Rebuda Shir. Shadre la Adadaila. So Rab Yehuda was upset, and he sent a message to his servant Adadaila. Amale Zil Garve, go and take his item of clothing until he comes to the Shir. So Azol Garve took his clothing. Asa, finally, Rabbi Barbachana came. Ashkechei de kadarish eimachzin es hashever, and he said, you're not allowed to set a broken bone. Amalei, so Rabbi Barbachana said, Hachayam Rabchana bagdisa mishmo alacha machzirin es hashever. You're allowed to set a broken bone. So why are you saying what you're saying? Amalei, so Rav Yehuda said, Hachana didan. Hachana is one of ours. He lives in Bavo. Hashmuel Gidon is one of ours, he lives in Bavo. But Lishmili, and I never heard this teaching that you're allowed to reset the broken bone. And then that's how we learn the Mishnah. In which case, Valav, Dina, Garabticha, wasn't it a good thing that I basically coerced and forced and arranged that he come to us to teach us this thing, because otherwise we wouldn't have learned this lesson. And we finish off Mishnah Sparkar Rav Avya Havi Yosef Kamei Rav Yosef Shanya Le Yade. Rashi says Nishtanis Yade Mimkaimas. His hand came out of its socket. Amalei Hachi Mai. What should I do? Aser. What about like this? Oser. So he asked him a few times and he said it's oser. Adahachi itpach yadi. His hand was healed. Amalei mighty boilach. What was the shayla? Hotnan. We learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah spargi yadi. A ragler le yitrefim. But seinen. You're not allowed to vigorously rub it, massage it, even in cold water. Because that is a medicinal, therapeutic act, which is deme to the isef shchikisam amonim. So what was your shayla? Amalei v'leit nan ein machzinas hashever va'omer v'chana bagdisar mashmo halacha machzinas hashever. But he said you are allowed to put back and reset a broken bone and so on. Amalei kulu b'chadu machisu machisnu. Why are you putting everything together? Why are you conflating? Heichad itma itma heichad la itma lo itma. Rashi says, you're putting everything together. Places where we said the Mishnah was lav dafka. In other words, we had this teaching of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, b'shem Rav Chana Bar Gedisa, that you are allowed to be maxed of the shever, so that you're allowed to do. It doesn't mean all other things in the Mishnah are also lav dafka, and therefore the particular type of therapeutic treatment which you wanted to do, the Mishnah says it's aser. The fact that one of the cases of the Mishnah, we are taught that it's lav dafka and you're allowed to do it, doesn't mean that other cases where the Mishnah asers, we're going to say it's lav dafka and you're allowed to do it. Eichad lo itmar, lo itmar. Chodin lach chavis.